Are you ready to shed those fearful, worrisome thoughts and live a more joy-filled life? From the heart of her critically acclaimed book, Starving Your Fears, author and PhD Joyce Logan is passionate about helping you to live the life you desire with wisdom, empathy, and laughter. Dr. Joyce suffered severe panic attacks and agoraphobia for many years and is living proof that anyone can choke off the lifeline of fearful negative thoughts and words that will not only bring immediate relief, but lifelong joy and peace. Changing the way you look at things will change everything. Join Joyce now.
Welcome, I'm Joyce Logan, co-host of Starving Your Fears. I'm here with Charlene Chiaro, and together we're going to take you from panic to peace on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Listen online on your mobile devices in your car or ask Alexa. To learn more for a full schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Dream Vision 7, number 7, radio, is the media partner for Omega Institute. And you can find all my contact and social media information on my website at joycelogan.com. And for Charlene, it's charlenechiaro.com. And that's Charlene, C-H-I-A-R-O.com. But if you go to dreamvision7radio.com, you can find our information on there. So first of all, I want to say welcome to my co-host, Charlene. I am so happy to be with you.
And well, I'm happy to be here too, Joyce. This is going to be so much fun.
It is. I mean, we talk all the time, so we should just talk like we talk. But first, I want to tell our listeners a little bit about you and how we met. Okay. So I met you a long time ago, and I don't exactly remember the date. But here's what I felt when I met you. You were running an event, and I was a participant at that event. I had never met you before. I just observed you, and I thought, you are one heck of a woman. You are so professional in what you do. And Charlene does a lot of things. She works with businesses. She works with individuals, and she brings events together. She does their marketing. She elevates businesses so that you can be successful. And running a big event is tough. I know it is, Charlene. And you did it with such grace that you had to make the venue people happy. You had to make your vendors happy. And you did it so beautifully and so successfully. And since then, I've been with you on many other events, and you run things like a well-oiled machine, and I have even brought you to clients to help them, and you think of things that are magical. You really do. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, how did she even think of that? Well, she's been in the business a long time. So, Charlene, I'm going to interview you a little bit to ask you, when did you start this? When did you know that you had this gift?
Well, I guess I don't think of it as a gift. I think it's just something that I do. But since I was 19, I was in trade shows. I worked for a computer company in Connecticut, and I was kind of like the paid intern girl. You know, they taught me everything from how to put a trade show together to how to put a media plan together and a PR plan. And they would just take me around to all the different vendors and just always be teaching me. It was a wonderful, wonderful group of people that I worked with and am still friends with them today, 30 years later. And I just always loved the events because you got to travel when you were on the trade show team. So I loved going on business trips and traveling, and it was so much fun back then. And everything was so new to me because I was so young. I was just out of college. I had gone to college for 2 years and then went back at night. But it was just a fun place to be. The trade shows were fun, and I just gravitated toward that. And And then when I had gotten, I was the associate publisher of a bridal magazine for 10 years. And the last 3 years that I was there, I produced with our entertainment company that we worked with 60 bridal shows in 3 years. Mm. And just loved it. You know, just, it was like effortless to do and just loved working with them and working with all my vendors and, you know, getting all the brides together. It seemed like almost every week. But that was really a lot of fun too. And so when I decided to start my own company, I knew it had to have events in it. So that was one of the things that, that was great for a long time. And then of course, when we hit the pandemic, it was like, okay, can't do these big, big events where I would get all these, you know, women together for my events. So I had to, I also had to pivot my company and do different things with what I knew and pulled on all my experience for the, from the past 30 years of what did I really want the next phase of my company to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the first thing I want to say to you is it truly is a gift because for many people, including myself, everything you just said about running big events and working with brides sounds like a nightmare. So the fact that you have fun doing it and you enjoyed it so much, it did it. Yes, that is your gift. And you also brought up something that is affecting all of us, that we're all pivoting right now. And we do need your advice on that. So I would imagine there are people who are listening and certainly the other great host of shows on Dream Vision 7 Network that we are small business people. We have holistic practices and people were coming to us. Perhaps we have an office. I know I have an office. And then we were affected by that. So what would you say to someone like me who would come to you and say, Charlene, I don't know what to do right now. You know, I haven't done Zoom sessions a lot with people. How do I keep it? How do I keep it going? So take me through what you would say.
Well, I mean, I think the first thing is that we have to acknowledge that everybody's business changed during this past few months. It didn't matter if you were a restaurant or marketing people like us, you know, a venue, you know, even like, you know, a tire store, like everything is different. Yes. So I think the first thing is to let people know that they're not alone and they're not, you know, this is not something that's just happening to them. It's happening across the board to everyone. And even, you know, with my event business, it, you know, our events were anywhere between, you know, 400 and 1,000 people, but there's even the huge events and the big conventions that would go to Las Vegas and, you know, big music events and concerts and everything is different. So everything now is, you have to offer a virtual type offering in whatever you do. So if you're a business like us, we work with clients and we have to offer Zoom meetings, which I really liked even early on. I mean, I never did a Zoom meeting before the pandemic and now I meet with clients or you and I meet and we can just Zoom in and out and we don't have to leave our house and you can get a lot done on a Zoom meeting, you know, so right. And you can bring a lot of people together where before if people were in other states or people were in other parts of the country or other parts of your state, if your state is big, now you can have all those people just Zoom in one spot quickly and then they leave and they go back to whatever they're doing. So I think that's the first thing that people have to really, kind of just accept the fact that things are going to be a little bit different and how creative can you be to help your business still function and maybe function in a different way, but still function pretty well.
Yeah, that's such a good point that we do have to learn to do things differently. And now the world is open to us. And so people who may not have had websites where they were even selling things, it is a great time to do that. to have that website presence or a blog or get on social media and do that. And I know there are people who feel awkward about it. They've never done a Zoom, but I can tell you, and as you know, the more you do something, the more comfortable you do get with it. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, when I watch TV shows and they're interviewing people, you know, celebrities from all over, and you see them flub up and they're, and it's not right. working, or their voice is not coming through and they have to fix it and go away. So that's comforting to me, because that's saying, we're all in this together. We're all figuring this out, what mm-hmm. works best. And it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay not to know how to do something and ask for help.
So, yeah, it's okay, because no one, I mean, listen, no one, the majority of people, I would say, you know, at least 90% of people never did a Zoom call before this pandemic, right, for the most part. And now everybody's like, you know, how do I do this? And how, and everyone's very helpful, like, especially if you have a lot of people on the call and everyone's trying to figure out, you know, where's the share button? Where's the chat button? Where do you go?
Like,
you know, and no one knows, and everyone's jumping in and helping. So I feel like people really are banding together on these video calls, because really no one knows, you know, everyone's trying to figure it out. And then, you know, something inevitably goes wrong. I mean, I have, I'm on a BNI call every Friday, and it never fails that someone doesn't know how to, where's the share button? How do I put my screen up? I mean, you know, but everyone just sits there and waits, and no one really,
Yes, I love that. You know, I was asked to share something for the first time last week on a call, and I never shared anything. I was thinking, where do I find this? How do I do this? Where is that document? But I loved it. I loved it, because you know what? Now I know how to share.
That's right.
I just figured it out. And when it appeared on screen, I felt like it was a miracle. Wow, look at it. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I hope I don't share anything else unexpectedly. But the key is to also to have fun with it, not to go into with an attitude of, oh, I hope I don't mess up. This is nerve-wracking. I hate this, because this is the new reality. And I have a feeling, even when things are back to normal, and let's say there's a vaccine out there and people are out and about, well, there's a lot of businesses that are thinking, you know, maybe we should work from home. And maybe we'll be able to do more business this way. And I love learning, and your brain loves learning. So to keep a healthy brain, this has really been good in a lot of ways, to learn how to do something different and step out of, you know, the box that we've been in for a long time. And there are people who have been working 20, 30 years. They've never had to do anything like this before.
But, you know, and I have a friend who had a an event business here in Connecticut, never really went outside of Connecticut, and had her event business. And through this pandemic, and from the use of figuring out how to do virtual events, she not only was able to reach across the country, but she just did an event where she had people from other countries. She had someone from Japan. She had someone from France. She had somebody from Germany. I mean, she had people from all over jumping in on this call and this virtual event. And so for her, this business has expanded her to be a global, you know, little event business that she never thought was ever going to probably leave Connecticut and maybe Western Massachusetts. So if you're creative and you can kind of, you know, hone in on what you can do with what you have. I mean, there's been, you know, different boutiques that have been doing trunk shows and fashion shows and all kinds of fun stuff in their boutique. And their customers just are zooming in and seeing what their clothes are and buying stuff online. And they're leaving it like in little bags, like right outside their door. Mm-hmm. People have already paid for them. They just come and pick them up. So you can still do a lot of business. You just have to think of a more creative way now.
Yes. And I find that people who own their own business can get a little afraid of promoting themselves and, you know, like really putting their head above the radar and doing things they've never done before. So sometimes they do need the guidance of someone like you to do that. Because, you know, I think I'm pretty fearless about things and creative. But when I sit and brainstorm with you, more comes out. It really does. And it's important whether they're speaking to you or to someone else. I highly recommend that they get together and talk about it, because things are going to come up that you're going to say, I never thought of doing it that way. Now, having an expertise like yourself, you already have the recipe. And let me say this to everyone. No one was hit harder than you, Charlene, with the type of business that you have. Even, I mean, you were great because you had that creativity. You've worked with others, but suddenly and almost overnight, you know, you're knocked out at your knees. That all these events that you had planned aren't happening. So that's you had to scramble quickly and figure out what to do. And that all comes down to, okay, here's the key to happiness in life. Would you like to know the key to happiness in life? For some reason, I just get enlightened by it. So the key of happiness is resiliency. And to be that tree in a hurricane that just bends with it and goes with the flow, the moment you resist something, you'll be like that mighty oak that's taken down. So there's no sense in resisting actually anything that happens in life. It's whatever happens, you accept it, and then you figure out what you want to do. Now, some people have said, because they've been in business 30, 40 years, whatever, you know what? I've been thinking about retirement, and this is a great time. And that's yay for them. Good, because this put us all on speed as to what we want to do. So have there been people that you've worked with that started to go off maybe in a different road than what they used to do, or maybe even a different career? Have you found people, you know, like in your business group saying, wow, I'm really going to rethink this or build something else?
Well, even for my own business, you know, I had been doing my events for so long and love them, but they're a lot of work. You know, I mean, no one realizes when you show up at an event, whether it's a wedding or some, you know, Chamber of Commerce event or, you know, an event like mine or a national event, how much work actually is put behind them. And I, for myself, I was thinking of, what else could I do? How else could I do this? And then the pandemic hit, and it almost, I feel that this pandemic actually made everyone rethink their life and made everyone kind of say, okay, here we are. You know, we thought it was going to be a couple of weeks. And instead, it's been 4 months, right? And so now we're thinking, what else can we do? And so for my business, I changed from a majority event business and a little bit of marketing and switched the whole thing over to all marketing and maybe some virtual events that we'll end up doing later in the year. But I think a lot of people really thought about what they want during this time. What is it that they want?
That.
You know, this is a really good time to make that change and make that pivot in your company, whether it's like you said, from going from, I was thinking of maybe I would retire, but now I really have to. I know I have a friend who has a tent business, and he, you know, did all these huge festivals and fairs and everything else. And so he didn't know what he was going to do. And he took his business from going to, you know, just the festivals and fairs and renting his tents to restaurants and auto dealerships, because they all needed tents. So you almost had to kind of think of where people need your service, what your community is asking for, and how you can deliver it to them.
See, would you even think of that? I wouldn't have thought of the tent business. Of course they would be affected. My gosh, their whole business is built on big events.
Right. Or the venues that we know of, right, that we work with together.
Right.
And they couldn't do their big weddings anymore, right? This is wedding season for us. So.
Restaurants, wedding venues, they had to learn how to do takeout. High-end restaurants who really didn't have a business in takeout. They had to suddenly go to curbside takeouts, but they did it. They did it. We do what we can to do to survive. And like you said earlier, this is worldwide. So none of us can feel like a victim. We can't. And I love that we can't go to that victim mentality. We just have to say, what can we do? And gather together with other people on social media. Go to Zoom. Call people. Talk to them. Don't feel like you're alone with this or that, well, you know, I've heard people say, oh, wasn't I born at a great time? You know, 2020, crash and burn and all that. No, turn it around. Turn it around and say, all of this is happening for a reason. Everything happens for a reason that we are to draw from that. This isn't the first time the world has gone through something like this. This is the first time, though, that we have news 24/7 that is telling, so let me just say another thing that I always say, turn the news off. Turn it off, turn it off. If you need to know something, if something fantastic happens, good, bad, whatever, believe me, someone's going to call you and tell you. So there's really, you know, no need. Put your nose to like the good grindstone. Build something. Do you ever think about writing a book? This is a great time to write a book. We all have a story to tell. And when you start writing, it's healing. It really is. So think about writing that book. Think about starting your own little podcast. You have no idea what doors could open for you. Your life can change on a dime in a fantastic way. By the way, that brings me to something. What I'd like for us to do, Charlene, is every show from now on, I'd love to draw an angel card. And you may have cards, you know, of your own that you like. You know, there's some great abundance cards out there. I've always been really attached. I don't know if that's the word, but just connected, I guess, to angels. And while you can write down something every day, I would say, you know, do a little bit of a meditation before you begin your day. But before, we have 2 minutes before we go to break. But can you see this card?
Yes.
So it looks like an angel mermaid in the water. And the other side is kind of like a male figure, like Neptune. So this morning, I want you to know that I did a prayer for all of us. And I asked angels, God, Jesus, spirits, my parents, everyone to give me a message for everyone today. And whatever that message is, you know, I will read it and share it with all of you. So today I drew the Nine of Water, and it is the day your wish comes true. So concerns fade away, and a love of life emerges. And that made me think about something else, because you know what? Every day your dreams come true. They really do. You have to pay attention to it, and you have to give like credit to it too. So I'm going to say something very quickly. I know and then we're going to talk about it more after the break. But the world you think you see outside of you is a mirror reflection of your inner world, plain and simple. So the question is, what do you see? What do you see? Do you see a world full of love and helpers and endless opportunities for joy? Or do you see a world of attack, rage, anger, fear, loneliness, and sickness? Now, those two are happening at the same time, but you cannot see the two worlds. You will only see the one you choose to see. So we'll talk more about that when we come back. We're going to take a break. See you soon.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
Are you ready to shed those fearful, worrisome thoughts and live a more joy-filled life? From the heart of her critically acclaimed book, Starving Your Fears, author and PhD Joyce Logan is passionate about helping you to live the life you desire with wisdom, empathy, and laughter. Join Dr. Joyce on Fridays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Starving Your Fears is all about helping each other to stop going through life white-knuckled and hanging on for dear life as we deal with so many of life's stressors. Take the journey with Joyce now and learn how to go from panic to peace in a flash.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
I'm Joyce Logan with Charlene Chiaro, and we're back from break, and we were talking about what do you see in the world today, because that does affect how you react to everything in life, your business, whatever. So I had read something that Lisa Natoli said. Now, Lisa Natoli is founder of Teachers of God, and find her online because she has this great 40-day free program. It's wonderful, and it's based on A Course in Miracles. So the question is, what do you see? Are you seeing the helpers and the love and the joy? Are you seeing that there are ways you can change the way you react to things, whether in your personal life or business, or are you constantly seeing anger and attack, rage, fear? And, you know, and I don't want to make light of the fact that, yes, this is a great opportunity in many, many ways during this time. But, of course, people have died. You know, people have been very ill. So, you know, we pray for those families. We give our energy and our love to them. But in this world, people are dying every day, no matter what. It's a circle of life. We transcend at a certain point. And I personally don't fear that because I just feel like it's going to be another rebirth. But we have to deal with what we're dealing with to survive and to mentally survive, emotionally survive. You need to see the world in a way that it's filled with helpers and love and opportunities for you. So I personally choose a world where there's only love and helpers and endless opportunities for joy. I choose a world where there's celebration, rejoicing, gratitude. And I choose a world where I see that I am free to be authentic and connect to my true self. So, Charlene, with that in mind, talking about businesses and opportunities, you brought up something while we were on the break about we're living in a great time for this. So can you expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, right now, our world, you know, before this pandemic was set up with social media and ways to connect with technology. And you know, like we're on a Zoom call right now. We had that ability to connect with each other and through this pandemic, because we weren't able to be face to face with people anymore, we were able then to fall back on that technology and see it grow. I mean, so many more platforms have emerged from this, so many more ways to connect with people. It's not just a phone call. I mean, imagine if the whole world was shut down even, you know, 30 years ago. I mean, you know, 30 years ago, right, we were sending faxes to get information quicker. We were, you know, obviously we still had phones, but we were using other technology. We, you know, if we needed something, it was like, oh, just fax it. And remember, the fax machine had that roll of paper, and it was shiny, and it would roll up when it come out. And now to think of that, that was like our email, like our quick way to send something, right? And now it's, you can just, you know, be on FaceTime or be on Zoom or, you know, and you can get information so much quicker.
That's true.
And I think people for businesses just kind of look at what technology is available to you that you can really connect with and connect with your community, whatever that community is, your customers, you know, people as a whole, your people in your town, people in your state, or, you know, like my friend Mary's business, people now across the globe who can connect with her, and she can give a, you know, give a service. She has that virtual event business, and she can just reach as far as she wants to now. And people from all over are coming to her. So I think that even though this is a very difficult time for a lot of people, and people are sick and people are dying and businesses are closing up, and, you know, for the businesses that are connecting with their community and for the businesses who can get through this pandemic, I think they'll come out stronger, and they'll come out in a doing business in a way that might even be better for them that they never even thought of before.
That's so true. Excuse me. I have to say that I actually feel safer out in the world. I feel safer because when I go to the doctors, which I'm leaving right after this, everything, you know, you call from your car now, in most cases, I know in the state that we do, and everything is wiped down and clean. I used to sit in doctor's offices, and I would dread going at times because people were coughing and sick. And because I had to deal with asthma most of my life, I didn't want to get sick. But now I feel with my mask on, and they have their mask on, and they're sneezing in their mask. It's like, good, sneezing your mask, not on me. So I don't look at the outside world as, you know, there's like two groups of people. One group is, they feel good and they feel safe, and they're out there doing the best they can, like you said, and as they should. And then there's another group that is, they're just complaining about this mask is awful. I feel like I'm suffocating. What is the world coming to? And it's like, I had to put my fingers in my ears. La, 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 la. I can't hear you because I don't want that entering my psyche, because if I begin to hear that too much, every one of us would go home just feeling defeated. So you have to raise your vibration above that. And how do you do that? You do that by, again, like I said, being proactive, I love what you just put behind you. I have to say, I'm watching Charlene.
My little background.
On screen. She's got this great background. You look like you're at the beach.
That's right.
You got your sunglasses. You got that. So it's just something fun like that. Looking at you makes me feel better. You know, I mean, there's so many creative things that we can do. And so going back to that angel card that I picked also made me think of something that happened. So I have an office, and I've been trying to get, Comcast at my office to hook me up. And for a myriad of reasons, because of the pandemic and all this, they've been unable to come. And when they do come to my office, they never fix it because it's always someone, they have to call someone else that is an expert in doing things. So there was this one man that came in. I have to say he was a little obnoxious. And he was loud. He was aggressive. And this building is it's a very spiritual building. There's a beautiful spa in the building. There's other therapists in the building. And I must say that my knee-jerk reaction was, he must hate this building because he seemed to be the antithesis of wanting to know anything spiritual, anything at all. And let me tell you how wrong I probably was. As he was leaving and was yelling out in the hallway, and we got to get this, we got to get that, and he stopped and he pointed to two little crystals I have. I mean, they're little. They're rose quartz. And he pointed at it and he said, "What are they?" And I said, "They're crystals." And he said, "What kind?" And I said, "Rose quartz." And he said, "Oh, my fiance loves crystals. My fiance is very spiritual and she does yoga every day." And his voice softened. He became this different person. And we began to have this lovely exchange about the crystals. And he looked at the sign on my door that said, "Hypnotherapist." And he said, "You know, she would love you. She would love to come here. I'm going to tell her about you." And I said, "Great, I would love to meet her." So do I believe that you can hold a crystal and a crystal will automatically heal you? I do in this respect. I believe that anything can heal you if you shift your thoughts about it. Mm-hmm. And anything that I'm suggesting to all of us, keep things around us that make us feel good. Like, it's not a vision board where you slap pictures of money on it and you look at it every day and say, "I'm going to get that money." Your vision board should be more about what makes you feel good. Because when you feel good and when you feel like you can make positive changes in your life, that you are in control of your life because your life is your thoughts, it elevates that vibration. And then you begin attracting people that can help you. Isn't it like wonderful? It's truly magical when that happens. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you see it all the time. You could have a strong thought about something you want in a good way, and then someone will call you out of the blue. Mm-hmm. But you can also have a strong thought in a very negative way, and suddenly you have all this negative energy piling on you. So,
well, you know, like people always say, it's a choice. You have to make the choice to be happy. So if you, or make the choice to see the good that's in the world or the good that's in people. And when you do make that shift, more of that comes in.
Just like you said, aren't we living in a great time? Changes everything. It does.
I mean, so many people, even I know for me, I know we've talked about it. It was a very difficult shift for me to go from just events to move everything into marketing. But once that shift was made, so many opportunities came in.
Yes. And there's more coming in because I sent you something that.
That's right.
I said, oh, this is perfect for Charlene. Yes. So we're going to do that. And we encourage all of you to find that. You know, and for business owners, I always think the chambers, your local chamber has been a little underestimated in what they can do, because chambers are a great way to connect, especially during a tough time, but you have to utilize it. You can't expect the chamber to be calling you, and you have to be proactive. Mm-hmm. I think that's my word of the day.
That's right.
You just be proactive about things. Yeah. You know, miracles happen, and go back to the biblical days, and I think it's the New Testament book of James. I'm not very good at remembering exactly who said what, but I do remember faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. Still rings true today. You can have all the faith and hope in the world, but guess what? You have to put one foot in front of another and begin those baby steps, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, we're going to go into a break right now. We come back, we have more, and we'll see you soon.
Are you ready to shed those fearful, worrisome thoughts and live a more joy-filled life? From the heart of her critically acclaimed book, Starving Your Fears, author and PhD Joyce Logan is passionate about helping you to live the life you desire with wisdom, empathy, and laughter. Join Dr. Joyce on Fridays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Starving Your Fears is all about helping each other to stop going through life white-knuckled and hanging on for dear life as we deal with so many of life's stressors. Take the journey with Joyce now and learn how to go from panic to peace in a flash.
Are you ready to live your wow life now? Then tune in on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Wealth of Wellness with Gina Rota, intuitive numerologist, spiritual advisor, life coach, and co-author Chaos to Clarity. Gina offers the listeners empowering insights, educational, inspirational tools, and universal wisdom while exploring and discovering the miraculous, mystical, and spiritual principles of life. Are you ready to get your wow on? Then join Gina as she shares how to embrace the true wealth of wellness on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And welcome back to Starving Your Fears from Panic to Peace. I'm Joyce Logan with Charlene Chiaro. Charlene, by the way, I love your name. It sounds musical. Charlene Chiaro.
Thanks.
Beautiful
thanks.
Name.
Thanks to my mom, because if my dad had his way, we don't know what I would be named.
Yeah. I think I was almost Agnes for some, because my mother's best friend was Agnes, and somebody said no.
My father wanted Rebecca or Tara, but that didn't go with Chiaro. So my mother was like, "No, you're not.
Oh, I love that she did that.
Yeah.
Yes.
She would send him to work every day with the little book of names. So
she would.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
I love that. So what were we going to talk about, Charlene?
Well, we were back to our title of our segment here is how to find joy, courage, and success during uncertain times.
So we have nothing to say about that. All right. So the first thing is, of course, it's your mind. It's right. Your mindset. And you can shift it. And I remember this minister saying so many years ago, he actually would visit people in, not only hospitals, but psychiatric wards. And this one woman was very, very bad. I mean, it'd be, for years, it would not even get out of bed, wouldn't participate in anything. And he whispered to her one day, every day before you open your eyes, just say this phrase, today is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And she did. And I believe it was within a month that she was well enough to leave. This was a woman that was there in and out for years. But it was that one thought, that saying, that shifted something in her mind. And don't forget, your mind can change the physiology of your body. And there was a time I was really, really ill, a lot with asthma. I never felt like I was in control of it, and it was this medicine and that medicine, terrible thing, you know, prednisone and all that. And then one day I decided, I'm not going to be that person anymore. You know, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to be researching it and everything. I'm going to think of myself as being healthy and having healthy lungs. And I would have to say, overall, I am way healthier now than I was back in, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So when we talk about this, even with your personal life and your business life, but we're really kind of focusing on businesses today, you know, that is absolutely Charlene's expertise. And whether you're working for someone or you have your own business, all these same tools apply. I think there are a lot of people who are entrepreneurs at heart, but they're fearful of going out and starting a business. And as weird as this may seem during this time, I think it's a great time to start a new business. Would you agree, Charlene?
I would, yes, because you can reach so many more people. You know, there's a lot of people who are starting, you know, in a multi-level marketing business or are starting some kind of other home business. And because you don't need to physically meet with people one-on-one anymore, you can actually, you know, like I said before, use the tools that we have, whether it's the Zoom calls, whether it's social media, some other type of, you know, technology, you can reach so many more people than you used to be able to. And because now, you know, now things are loosening up a little bit and we can meet with each other, but before, we couldn't, and still people are fearful of that. And so everyone kind of has to do what they want to do as far as meeting people, but you can definitely reach a lot of people now, and almost more now, because the technology, people are more proficient at technology. You know, obviously, look at us. We never used Zoom calls before. Now we Zoom all the time. Hmm. So I think it's a great time to start a business, and it's a great time to be creative in your business. And I think that people have found ways of doing business that they never thought that they would before, but it's working out so much better for them.
You know, I think there are people who are also, they're great cooks. Mm-hmm. They love to cook. They love to bake. They, oh my gosh, even cutting hair. Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many different talents that people have. And if, you know, just dare to be yourself and mm-hmm. sit in front of your computer and try to do something different. And you just may get a lot of hits on it, and you just may attract some sponsors as well. I mean, that's a whole other thing of marketing. Oh my gosh, we could spend a lot of time on this. I think some people, Charlene, what I hear is they put something on their Facebook page. and they have a new business and they put it on their Facebook page. They started something online and then they get really discouraged because they're not getting the hits. And what I tell them, and tell me if you would tell them the same, I say, well, but you're preaching to the same choir. You need help in getting that message out beyond your core group of people. So I know there's ways, and we know people that can help with that. And it's not a lot of money. I mean, it really isn't. But you have to think of it as maybe like a small rent each month that you invest into it. Because the chances of it going viral, you know, I mean, that's hit or miss, where someone on Good Morning America, whatever, will play your video and you'll go bam, you know, viral on it. But you don't have to wait for that. You can start something. You can start a book club, for goodness sakes, and make it entertaining, you know, make it really engaging with people. There's so many things that people can do.
I think now that we all, you know, have time, whether it's, you know, spending more time with your children and your family, or doing things, you know, just you and your husband that you may want to, you know, maybe you want to just go take a walk every night that you never had a chance to do that before because everybody was working until 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night. And when you came home, you were exhausted, or trying new recipes, or, you know, whatever it might be, working out in some capacity, or doing things around the house that you never had time for, like painting that room, or, you know, building a deck or whatever. I think this time has given everybody a chance to kind of do something for themselves.
Yeah, that's so true.
Do something for, you know, something that you never had time for before. I mean, when this first started, everybody was cleaning out their garage. And there was,
I still need my garage cleaned out. I am so, I'm busier than ever, but I really want my garage cleaned out.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me.
Right. But, you know, and I think, you know, businesses have sprung up even with that. Like, we'll sort your garage, or we'll, you know.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Yes. Yes. If you go on, I know there's different sites where you're looking for handymen and
handymen.
Things like that.
Even on the tag sale sites, people are, you know, giving services for not a lot of money. And, you know, it's just really reaching out. And when you were saying about marketing yourself, you know, marketing's kind of like baking a cake. You can't just use one ingredient. You have to use a lot of different things. So if someone thinks they're going to do one post on social media and become this multimillionaire, well, you're just not going to. So you still have to call people. You can put stuff on, you know, social media. You have your website. You might have to do some Zoom calls. You might have to do some other form of advertising, or partner with another company who has a similar type of audience that you're looking for, and be a preferred vendor of theirs. So there's a lot of things that I think businesses who are just getting ready to launch need to kind of think about. And even people who have been in business for years need to be able to market themselves a different way.
You really do. You need to think of it as a job every day where you put in X amount of hours and you work on it. And whatever you put your attention on, it will happen.
That's right.
It will happen. If you put it, your attention on something in a positive way, and you can in your mind see the outcome of what you desire, that makes it happen even so much easier and faster. Mm-hmm. And the right people will show up and help you. I'm finding now that people are so helpful, you know, giving advice to people, that there's great communities springing up about that. Yeah, I'm overall very pleased with with what's happening. But get the right core of people, you know, to be with. And the world isn't so bleak and dark and
it's not
dank. Although my garage is. I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm so glad, because I would not have thought, for some reason, of finding someone online that will say, sure, I'll come over and
I'll sort through everything. You know, I mean, you might have to stand there and tell them what to do, but
yeah,
I know my garage is now filled with all of my event stuff that I don't know if I'm ever going to use again. Right. So I have everything from, you know, tablecloths and chair covers to my pink bags and, you know, goodie bags and everything else. So,
you have the best goodie bags.
Yeah, I know. Love them.
We should. I wish we could reach through and get a goodie bag. I know. But you could do things like where you have, where anyone can do this. They can give away things and mail something to someone. Mm-hmm. I think that always brings attention. Do you agree with that? Like giving away things and on social media.
Fun promotions, fun, you know, fun stuff to do even now. And there's been so many people who have been creative, whether it's even, you know, we'll give our service to you for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll be at a park or we'll be at a, you know, big open field or something.
I love that.
Yeah.
So if someone has a book club, they can give away a book to somebody. Okay. You know, it doesn't cost that much to pick up a book. Well, you don't even have to pick it up. Just go to Amazon and, you know, ship it to their house.
That's right.
Right. And I think we need to do more things like that. So with all that said, let's recap this. We're going to think differently. We're going to create more of what we love in our life. And please see the world with love, helpers, joy. Choose a world where there's celebration and rejoicing and gratitude. And Charlene, I am so grateful for you. I feel so much joy when I'm around you. And I'm looking forward to doing a lot more shows with you, my new co-host, Charlene Chiaro. Thank you for listening to us. And we'll see you soon. Well, Fridays, every Friday, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., and they will be archived. So do look for our shows on DreamVision7RadioNetwork.com. I think I have that right. Okay.
Thanks, Joyce. I look forward to it. It's going to be lots of fun.
Bye, everyone. I love you all. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Listen in next time to Starving Your Fears with radio host Joyce Logan, PhD, on Fridays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Take the journey with Joyce and learn how to go from panic to peace in a flash. With over 30 years' experience and training working with those with anxiety and panic attacks, she has tools to share with you to change your life. Starving Your Fears is all about helping each other to stop going through life white-knuckled and hanging on for dear life as we deal with so many of life's stressors. To work with Joyce or ask a question, email Joyce at joycelogan.com or go to joycelogan.com. That's Joyce, LOGAN.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.